Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Go ahead and tweet at one of those handles if you want to give us your movie to watch. Yours is coming up in 2 weeks. Mine is next week, and then listener movie after that.
We already have our listener movie for the next time. It's Velocipaster. Yes.
Velocipaster. There you go. Yeah.
Sorry. Well,
if anybody wants to take credit, if anybody wants to take credit for it, go ahead and tweet at one of us that name, and we'll give you credit for it. Velocipaster. That's amazing. Yeah, I want to talk about it, but we should probably save it for the episode in a couple of weeks. All right, this week's movie is King's movie, and it is a new movie-ish. It is from last year. It is on Disney Plus, and it is Encanto. It is a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes, as Disney movies tend to be. It is a 7.3 on IMDb. Now, there's your barometer. Ooh. Like, if it's above a 6 on IMDb, it might be pretty good. 75% on Metacritic. Budget of $150 million. It made $253.2. It benefited greatly that it came out in theaters right when COVID ended. So motherfuckers were desperate to take their kids literally anywhere. And so this came out and they took their kids to the theater to watch this movie.
But what's still fascinating about that is that it came out in like September, right? Something like that. It was a box office success.
Of course.
But somehow it still wasn't until it came out on like Disney Plus in like late November, early December, where it was like,
it's the same as previous Disney movies. It's like when Frozen came out on Blu-ray, that's when it became really big. Because people's kids wanted to do nothing but watch that over and over and over and over again. Then people heard the songs over and over and over again.
Awesome.
Nature of the beast.
The cold doesn't bother me anyway.
As the one of us without
do you want to build a snowman? I was walking around.
Do you not consider yourself a fur daddy?
No.
You don't have a sticker on your car that says fur daddy.
My car? No. Yeah.
Somebody else in your house? Maybe.
My house, possibly. Not my car. No.
You do not have a tattoo on your forearm that says fur daddy.
And it's got a tattoo of like all your forearm dogs or whatever. And a cat. I was gonna ask you that, so let's get it out of the way right now. So I have a daughter. She liked this movie. I didn't watch it with her. She's being a real dick about Disney movies right now. She's watching them with one of her grandmas, and she won't watch them with me. And so I'm going to watch these Disney movies on my own? Get the fuck out of here. Like, watch the damn movie with me, kid. Okay. You just got an insight into my household. But anyway, I watch a lot of Disney movies. I own them. They're right over there on my shelf. It is what it is. King, you got kids. Like, they watch
Disney. Great.
Watch Disney movies. I love Disney movies. They're great. Ski, what is your interest in Disney movies for the last like 20 years? Like, do you care?
I'm trying to remember the last one I saw.
What?
Like Pixar even? Do you watch Pixar? You watch Monsters, Inc.? Do you watch Incredibles? Like any of that stuff?
That was like 15 years ago, maybe. Well, the
recent Incredibles came out.
Oh.
The sequel.
I did not see the second one. I saw the first one.
Okay. But that was like a long time ago.
Yeah. At least 10 years ago, I think that came out.
Did you watch
Moana?
Yeah.
No.
You got to watch
good.
Moana.
You got to. Make waves.
You're welcome.
Listening to The Rock sing just doesn't sound.
He's
so
just
shiny.
He's just an ordinary demi guy. Come on, man.
I will say, wasn't the music and songs written by what's his name? Not Jermaine, but the other guy from Flight of the Conchords. Did he do the music for that? Yeah.
Jermaine did the voice of the crab, and he sang one song in it as the crab. But yeah.
Sure.
I don't know about writing. So that's it. You when was the last Disney movie you watched before this? Can you name a Disney movie?
Mulan. Was that like 30 years ago?
Toy Story.
So you haven't seen the Toy Story saga?
No.
Did you watch?
Jeez, man. See, so you're over here watching 1983 White Ninja movies,
yes.
but not Disney pop culture hits.
Did you watch Nemo? You didn't watch Nemo?
I did see Nemo.
God damn
what
right.
What about Finding Dory?
On a flight. Did not see Dory one.
Yeah,
you can skip it. Yeah, you can skip it.
I can skip it. All right.
It's not very good.
Okay, well, so
this was an experience for me, I guess you'd say.
So when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, you didn't know that was a fish slapping a zebra, did you?
I did. I know the memes, at least.
Okay, all right,
Oh, classic animated movie, Shark Tale. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Good God. Good God.
Nobody wants to watch Shark Tale.
I saw Shark Tale with my now wife taking her sister to be like, hey, I'm supportive.
Right, right.
Stuff.
Like me. Please like me. Hey, swing and a miss.
Very bad.
So Encanto, interesting in that there are really no big stars doing voices in this movie. You know, we talk about Will Smith, so you know there's Stephanie Beatrice, I think her name is.
That's the one I got weirded out by, because
I watched
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and her character that, you know, was like kind of the tough, you know, Latina police officer whose voice is very different. At first I was like, I had no idea who was voicing anything until I looked. I was like,
wow, she changed her voice.
I was like, that's not who I remember her as.
Yeah,
I definitely picked out John Leguizamo very easily.
John Leguizamo was easy. Probably the biggest star in the movie, John Leguizamo. I think.
Did your girl watch this with you, Ski? Did your girlfriend? No. Okay.
No.
Did you ask her to?
I watch it when she goes to sleep early. I threw it on.
Okay, I was going to ask, like, did you watch it while she was around? Because it's, okay. All right, fair enough. Wilder Valderrama did a voice in this as well?
All right.
I think that's as big as we get. So for me, I really like the show Doom Patrol, and the chick who plays Crazy Jane on Doom Patrol did a voice in it too, so I noticed that, but I don't think many other people would. You could tell very, very early on in this movie. So, Ski, you don't know this, but you could tell very early on in this movie that it was going to be what Disney movies are in the last 10 years. It is about a girl.
Pedophilia.
I don't even know.
Sorry, Donald Trump Jr. There
grinding to a halt. It's about a girl. It's about her thinking she needs to be something, and then realizing in the end that who she is good enough, and it's more than good enough. It can actually save everybody. That's a theme. I mean, that's Moana. That's Frozen. That's Tangled. That's a laundry list of Disney movies.
So are they just moving through different ethnicities with the same storyline, essentially?
And so Pixar
different
Pixar,
catchy music. So
Pixar chooses objects, and Disney chooses ethnicities. That seems to be a thing. I'm not trying to like say it's a bad thing necessarily, because I think everybody should be represented. Like if we're talking about kids should feel represented, and that's a good thing. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I don't know if sweaters and, objects need to be represented like Pixar does, but whatever. It is what it is. The cars, I don't know that cars need to feel represented, but themes of these movies are good. They're good.
Though I will say, like, Disney and Pixar, they did get late to the Latin flavor. Because just because of the technology, the colors and the tapestry. It's really good. Like it.
Oh my God.
Well, it, just, it, Disney, it works really well.
Was visually, Disney that great. That Coco movie?
Yes.
Did they do that?
Yeah.
Was that like the first kind of Hispanic based Disney movie?
Mainstream, probably. Yeah.
Mainstream at least. Yeah.
I think so. Right. Yeah.
Like I honestly with Coco, I have seen 10 hours of Coco in my life.
Yeah.
I did, but I had not seen the last like 15, 20 minutes of Coco until like 2 weeks ago. Huh. It was on TV. It was on like Freeform, some fake channel. I was like, I'm watching the end. I've never seen it. Holy hell. Holy hell. What a character.
Like, what's that one deal with like death and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah
right.
It's a beautiful movie. It really is. Beautiful
movie. It really is. Really, it's very good. Yeah.
And by the way, like you mentioned the visuals, like now that we have 4K TVs, everybody, and everything is being presented to us in 4K. Holy shit. Like the way they do hair and fabrics and
so good.
Fucking amazing. Like I was sort of blown away with that aspect of this movie. Like just the sand. Like each individual little grain of sand, they couldn't do that shit 10 years ago, man. They just couldn't. They didn't have the technology to. It's amazing. Like it's come a long way.
Like I'm red and green colorblind, but even like for me, just seeing like the colors, like, oh my God, like this is like a visual.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy shit.
Here's my question. So the glass thing that showed the, you know, the prophecy or whatever.
The vision.
Yeah. What did you think that was? Because that's green.
It was like an emerald. It was emerald. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What did that look like to you? I'm very curious. It's like nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
It's gray. Your version of
gray.
Green.
Yeah. Kind of gray.
which is gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sucks because that was a really pretty color of green.
I know. It's tough. I just found out my alma mater wears green. I had no idea.
Yeah, I thought it was just yellow and gray. Huh. Win the day for yellow and gray.
Yeah.
All right. So this movie, it's about a family. So that's another thing Disney sort of touches on tangentially, and they do it in this movie.
Whoa, easy.
You like that word? You like
no,
that word?
No, I don't like the phrasing. Okay. Disney does not touch families. Easy, Matt Gaetz.
Right.
Stop it. Stop it, Marjorie Greene Taylor.
So this movie, it touches on slightly, because I'm not going to use tangentially.
Stop.
It touches on it.
No!
Should I not say touches on? Damn it.
It feels on it. It rubs against it.
No!
You got me in a corner here, pal.
It caresses it, no. I guess, man. Does that work?
Please stop! The Dumbo ride is at stake! Please stop!
So, it's about a lady... Hold on.
First off, can we say that... Yeah. So, the lady, the grandma, right? Her husband, he gets killed by the cartel, right?
That's so I don't know if that's a cartel
happens,
or if it's
right?
Yeah,
they're in Colombia.
Basically the sense we're getting,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Is their family is forced to flee the town that they live in because of guys with guns. We don't know necessarily who those guys with guns are. Either way, it's not great. You know, knowing that region of the world, it's either the cartel or it's, you know, corrupt
the
police
army,
or corrupt government or whatever. Either way, it's not good. So that's what we're introduced to, you know, essentially at the start of this movie, where the lady is fleeing. She has three babies in her arm, and then the dad is shot right in front of everybody and, you know, whatever. So she flees. She comes across this town or whatever. And
no, that's wrong.
It's a no.
The candle builds the town.
Yeah. The candle builds the town, builds the house that she lives in, and the house is sentient. A sentient house. So it's a kids movie. Like kids aren't going to think of this stuff, but we're not kids. We think of this stuff. You got a sentient house. The house reacts to what you say and what you do. The house knows what you're saying and knows what you're doing.
I mean, that's our houses too.
Okay, so you think your house is silently judging you. That house is not silently judging you.
Do you have a Nest or Alexa or any smart thermostat?
I see what you mean. I don't, but it must be nice, you know, living in your sentient house must be nice.
Yeah.
old Tony Stark over here, fucking having the machines wipe its ass for him. And
yeah, is Ultron giving you?
I'm on week two of that bidet, by the way. But woo,
so good. My asshole is clean.
Clean.
Well, speaking of clean assholes, that house. I mean, there's married couples in that house. some stuff is gonna go down in that house. Thank you. Fat. I'm saying. Kids don't think about this. Kids don't need to think about this. We're not kids. You're telling me, Bruno. Bruno's been in that room for like 20 years.
Bruno ain't getting off.
20 years. He's been in that. It's not even a closet. It's like behind the wall. He's been there 20 years. And we're to expect, like,
what's Bruno doing with those rats? I'm thinking
practical shit. How many times did he wipe his ass with those rats? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Speaking of, where is he? Okay, I'm sorry, but the Bruno in the behind the wall thing fucking fascinated me. I'm like, where does Bruno shit? Where does Bruno wash his clothes? Where does Bruno, like, he eats? So I guess he's next
steals
to
steals food the from the kitchen.
Steals food from the kitchen. Okay, all right, that's fair.
Well, the rats steal shit too. So
yeah, okay. But again, like, somebody's gonna notice the smell, right? Like, he doesn't wash himself ever. He can't leave the house, or but otherwise somebody's going to see him. Are we led to believe he just, like, walks around and wears the hood and nobody notices the guy? The town has like 100 people in it.
I mean, in fairness, the 45th president of the United States walked around with a hood for a long time and we didn't notice. Now we're not getting political. Easy. Yeah. Delete that.
Easy.
I'm kidding.
On the fucking the podcast about Encanto. Right.
Well, while we're staying on subject here, can we talk about the little kid that's all jacked up on coffee? He's in Colombia. Kid's not just drinking coffee.
We know what Colombian coffee beans are.
Yeah. Colombian coffee beans ain't making me that jacked up, I'll tell you that much. Different export does.
Like, what does the house do to help them when they're having sex? Is my question. I'm sorry. I'll move on. Because we saw like the floorboards lift up when people want to put their shoes on or whatever. I'm just saying, like, you need an angle.
Nudge.
Yeah.
Nudge a vibrator like off a counter to her or something like that. Or
God.
I mean, does the house control the? Hey, can you control that too? Never know.
Absolutely can. Absolutely can. That would make the candle burn brighter.
Yeah.
I hate this.
God, what are we doing?
You picked the Disney movie. What do you think was going to happen?
Why did you pick this movie, King?
Because we've watched nothing but 1986 white ninja movies.
You say that so like there's something.
You're going to pick something not white. I'm not. I'm just saying. I was breaking the mold.
Okay.
I was like the MLK of this movie podcast. You know, doing something different.
Yeah, that's how I think of you. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should just
breaking barriers here.
Hey, and listen, listen. Genius is oftentimes not understood until the genius is dead. So that is a real quote. I think it's Aristotle.
Why specifically this movie? Out of all the recent Disney movies,
it was the first one that came up on Disney Plus.
Okay, I'm curious. I was just curious.
Well,
yeah,
I thought I thought Disney just put out some movie that got all the like right wingers like real upset.
It was Red, right? Or it was something Red. Turning
something
Red.
Like that.
Turning Red.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I haven't seen that.
I haven't either because my damn like daughter won't watch it with me. I might hold a grudge against my daughter for not watching Disney movies with me anymore. I miss Disney movies. I didn't necessarily like this one.
Did you miss it? I mean, this was, yeah. I mean, I guess the songs were okay, but.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you that. So like Disney's sort of known for the songs nowadays. Did you like the songs in this movie?
Yeah, there were two bangers.
A couple bangers. Like the Bruno song was a banger.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and then the one with the
big girl was kind of a downer.
Yeah, not great. That one's very popular, I think. Her song. Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's the one that Lin-Manuel
Miranda. I think Miranda. He did a bunch of it. Yeah,
I think that's the one he actually tried to nominate for the Grammys because he said he was like, no, don't nominate Bruno. We want to do this one.
Why?
And then like 6 hours after, yeah. And right after he did that, We Don't Talk About Bruno became a TikTok sensation.
Yeah.
Which turned mainstream. And then it was number one in the fucking on the charts.
Crazy.
What an idiot. Lin-Manuel Miranda. What an idiot. You don't talk about Grammys, apparently.
Not very memorable though. Like they're not like, you know, Frozen had the, you know, Frozen songs will be singing forever and Moana songs will be singing forever. Like there are no songs from this movie that really stuck with me. I was like listening to them, and there were a couple of them that are like, this is good, but it's like, ah.
I think Bruno is a
great
one
song.
That'll stick.
It's a great song. I don't know.
But that's the only one though.
Yeah.
But the music, you know, like I said, I haven't seen a movie forever. Is this pretty standard kind of?
I mean, it sounds like you guys just don't like Latin music.
Disney makes musicals, Ski. Like that's what Disney does. Pixar does like the animated features that are like, you know, they don't have songs in them. They just don't. And Disney is a musicals thing. Their animated studios they do musicals now pretty much exclusively. Not exclusively, but pretty much like Big Hero 6 or whatever didn't have, by the way, that's a good one too. That didn't have songs in it or anything like that, but I don't know. Did you see, Raya King?
I did not.
Yeah. I heard that was good too. What about Luca? Do you see Luca?
I actually haven't seen Luca.
I haven't seen that either. Huh.
I heard it's good though. Kids saw
me too. Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he just crossing people up in it or what?
What's that?
See, he's crossing people up and hitting J's in their face. Or what?
Really slow fadeaways. Yeah, that's all. That's
slow plotting drives.
Very, very fat in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
Luca works himself out a little bit. Shape.
Yeah. So I mean, okay, to the movie, I guess. Like I kept watching this movie, and I know like she's like the main character is supposed to have that journey where they realize that they're special and who they are and all this stuff. But it's like her whole family sucks. Like everybody's a piece of shit, except like her parents, I guess. Her parents like genuinely are nice to her and they're great. And the little nephew's great. But like the grandma is a fucking terrorist. Like she's awful. Like why would it, like why would like at some point what is she's what like 20 maybe 18? I don't know. Like I don't know how old she is. Like late teens, early 20s, something like that. At some point in your life, like why are you fucking trying to impress this piece of shit? Like get the fuck out of the house. Like just leave. Do something, literally anything else. Like she is awful. And I don't know. I don't know. Like I felt like the eventual sort of like the turnaround the grandma did was so immediate for me that it was like, this is bullshit. Like I know it's a kid's movie, but this is dumb. Like she was the worst person to her ever. Like just like just because she didn't get like these powers or whatever, she treated her like absolute shit. Didn't include her in family pictures. Like just
which is surprising, right? Because usually the grandma in most of those movies aren't they like the nice one? Great. That's always it's usually the mom or the parent that's always.
And they turned her, they try to turn her into that at the end of the movie, and I'm like, that's bullshit. She's been a terrorist to this family for the last like 30 years. Like, why are we like suddenly she can just turn it around and everybody loves her? Like, fuck that.
There's a couple lazy things from the writers in this.
Lazy.
That was one. The other one was, you know, like their powers are supposed to be there to like help the village.
Yeah.
So you got the super strong chick and the chick that could do the flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
Then you have the random kid that could just change himself and the other people. What the fuck does that bring?
Yeah, like, how does that help
people's
people?
You go bang people's wives and stuff. That's about all he could do. What else does he do?
Exactly.
You see a lot of boobs.
Yeah. I mean, he could see his own boobs. He could grow. He could create
he
boobs
whatever he wants.
From nothing.
I mean, it's actually a pretty good skill. You can turn yourself into like a bank manager.
it's
a lot of money.
Well, again,
like I said, he's helping nobody other than himself.
The overall plot of this movie is that they are a family who exists to help this town, and their house exists to help this town. The town has 100 people in it. Like, what are they doing to help these people? Like, they're okay. So the mom of her, like, she can heal people with food. That's helpful. She can make flowers.
She can
lift heavy things. Like,
I feel like your review of the selfless person helping a community needs to be done in the Bernie Boys.
So I got to complain about these people in the Bernie Boys. So you must understand that she can lift very heavy things. Anybody in the town, they can gather together. The 99% of people in this town, they can lift heavy things. They do not need her to lift the heavy things. What, flowers? Flowers are not helpful. What they need is universal health care.
Talking to animals?
Talking to animals. Save the animals. They are putting these animals through subjugation, and that is not okay.
And what's the other guy? The other aunt does her mood affects the weather. That's the worst fucking
that's
thing.
Not that's not helpful.
This is crazy too.
So they need rain. Sorry. So they need rain to grow the crops, and she is supposed to get sad. That is abuse. I will not have this abuse under my household, and my household is not magic. My household takes care of the 99%. Fuck. The power. You know what? I think you nailed it, man. Like this, the writing for a lot of this felt super lazy. Contrived. Like they tried really hard to like force some of this stuff. And kids don't. Kids don't care. Like kids like the song.
No, like I said, the flowers. It's like everything's like blooms and it looks good.
Flowers, animals were cute. Like I totally get it. I get why. But then there's this movie. Yeah.
But then there's Bruno who could see like only like the future. Then they mix that in there too. They were just all over the place with it.
That's useful. That's the only useful power anybody has, and they shun him to the point where he has to hide away.
Yeah.
You don't think seeing the future is useful? Jesus, lady. Figure out.
Bruno's going to tell me when I'm going to die. Hey, I'd like to know that.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would want to know that.
I want to know when she dies because she's terrible. That's all I want to know.
So at what time period, like length, would you want someone to tell you you're going to die? A year? 10 years? 5 years? Question. A month?
Good question.
Well, it's different. I was going to say, hey, guess what? In 2 weeks, you're going to get hit by a bus. So guess what? In 2 weeks, I won't leave the house that day. Guess what? I might get hit by a bus now.
I bet you are. I bet something's going to happen. I bet your dog's going to run out of the front door, and you're going to run out into the street to get your dog, and you're going to get hit by a bus. Bet that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to save your dog, and that's how it's going to happen.
So if you were told in 2 weeks, Bruno, you know you're going to die, you would just stay in your house?
Well, if you know how you're going to die, you can avoid it.
You wouldn't go skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing? 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. You wouldn't love deeper and speak a little sweeter and give forgiveness that you've been denying. And then someday you'd be like, hey, I'm living like I am dying.
No.
No? You wouldn't do that? No? Okay.
Just check. Sings that song, by the way.
I would. What's he talking about? I just made it up. That's Tim McGraw. It's Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. I knew it was a country guy. I didn't know who.
Bull named Fu Manchu.
So the house gets destroyed. Powers are gone.
Wait. So
yeah,
the reason why the house, you know, the candle and stuff, that's the grandma's fault, right?
Grandma's fault.
Because she was riding everyone so hard that, right? It's her
baby.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the house saw everything.
Good for her.
House yeah. sees everything.
The house is rocking the fucking floorboards back and forth.
Yeah.
So the powers are gone. House gets destroyed, and suddenly they walk off to the river. The grandma tells her Maribel, is that her name? Maribel, right? Yeah. Yeah. Tells her the sad story of like why they came to where they are and all that stuff. And, you know, she forgives her for some reason. Like, yeah, it's okay. You were horrible to me my whole life, but you were sad once. And so it's totally okay. Yeah, all right. But then they, you know, everybody becomes friends again, and the town of 100 people comes to help build their house, which they do without powers in like a couple hours.
Yeah. See,
like the building,
they knocked that house out quick.
Yeah. They really did. Like same day. They knocked out a house in the same day. Then they undo the entire point of the story, which is the grandma, like, you know, the grandma's no longer terrible. Everybody comes together as a family. They all realize that Maribel's like, she's, you know, she's special for who she is. They undo the whole thing by bringing the powers back. Like she puts the doorknob in there, turns it, and suddenly the power's back. The house is magic again. Everybody can do their things again. Well, it's like, no, the better ending is, hey, everybody's a family. We're now all together. We don't need these powers. That's the better ending to this movie. Again, it's a kid's movie. The magical part of it is what the kids are drawn to and what they like. I'm sorry. It's a bad ending. Like, it just is. Like, a better ending is to have them still not have powers. Everybody comes together. The whole community that the whole thing is built around.
That's the real power.
They all come together and they're powerful together.
Yes.
You know what it is? The 99%, they come together as one and they create a community.
This is just the 1% just sticking 1%. Their boots on the throats of the 99% still with their powers.
Exactly. It's a bad ending. It just is, man. I didn't like it. Honestly, I've said it the whole podcast. Like, I really like Disney movies. I really like Pixar movies. I do. And I did not really like this movie. Like, I didn't like it. And I a lot of people do like it, so it is what it is. But
got a problem with Hispanic people?
Yeah, I mean, jeez.
Well, I'm not going to
call Tucker Braga over here.
Tucker Braga. I cannot be Bernie and Tucker at the same time. Like, we can't do that. One or the other. I'm going with Tucker.
So give us your Tucker impression. Tucker.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
What is a Tucker impression?
I mean,
I don't know.
Other than squinting, I don't know what a Tucker Carlson.
It's got to be real nasally, right? Oh, like,
yeah. You want to know?
I mean, they're trying to save these Mexicans got power, right? I mean, they got powers, right? I don't think so. They're powers that cross the border and take our jobs, right? I mean, that's about it. That's
You need to squint more, though. He's a big squinter.
Actually, I think your voice sounded pretty close, Kank. Like, I think you were sort of nailing it there with the squinting and the
brown skin, really Disney, huh?
Yeah.
Do you not remember Cinderella? Interesting. CRT.
Let's go back to poisoning girls and kissing them while they're passed out. Yeah, let's go back to that. What was wrong with that, huh, Disney?
Hey, quick question also. How old the Maribel, was she the older sister to the flower girl?
Good question. I don't know.
Because that dude that she's supposed to marry was like 35, and I felt like they were in their teens the whole movie.
Yeah.
That was a little, yeah. little weird.
Nothing about this movie adds up. We gotta rate it. We gotta rate it. We gotta rate it. King, you do the honors. It's your movie.
Are we out of 4 or 5? I never remember.
Out of 5. Always 5.
Out of 5. I will give it 3.5.
Respectable. It's a respectable score.
3.7.
Okay. 3.75. Make it a nice. I got nothing. My score is 2.5 mice that Bruno definitely used to wipe his ass. 2.5. I didn't like it.
Interesting. Yeah, weird. I didn't like it either. Brown people.
I also didn't like it.
Why are they grooming people? Yeah. You've thought about that?
Interesting.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because everybody in the movie is brown. I wonder. Maybe.
You've heard of a caravan. Interesting.
All right, Ski.
I'm right there with you. I definitely not their demographic for this movie. I haven't seen one in a long time, so I'll give it a right down the middle 2.5. I don't know. Voyeurism house that's beaten off in the corner to.
How does that house masturbate? That's the one thing I want all the listeners to take away from this podcast. Think about how that house masturbates.
So Bruno
from the windows to the walls.
Bruno clearly has weird little like peepholes around the house, doesn't he?
Yep. Yes, he does.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes,
he does. I mean, he's in the walls. He's
that wall he's that. The inside of those walls is spackled.
It looks like the Portland gut wall.
They could have easily used that. He was
it looks like the
cracks.
Outside of a candle that is melted.
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening, everybody.